In the world of modern technology, we open our laptops, scroll endlessly on our smartphones, send tons of data to the cloud, and we don't think twice about it. But have you ever wondered how we got to now with our personal devices? What it took were teams of engineers and programmers who had the vision and audacity to build new machines. I'm Saranya Barak. Join me for an incredible new season of the podcast. And keep on coding.
Season 4 is airing now. Subscribe to Command Line Heroes today, wherever you get your podcasts.
This sphere moves over to Dice World, and it is very cool to be involved in this part of the world.
This episode of the Women in Tech podcast is a Red Bull Basement University special edition. In this series, you'll hear from both students and mentors of the program.
One word I would describe Red Bull Basement University with is challenging.
Top thing that I've learned is how to collaborate with other people and how to network and learn from everything that you are going through.
I would describe it as exciting.
From Red Bull Basement University, the biggest thing I learned is how to collaborate with other people and to have a strong teamwork.
Red Bull Basement University is, to me, an incredible once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that I'm very grateful to be part of.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We would not be able to support and celebrate women in tech around the world if it weren't for you. Thank you so much for being a listener and a fan of the show. To contribute and donate, simply go to womenintech.fm on the upper right-hand side and click donate, which empowers us to continue celebrating women in tech around the world. Thank you for being a part of our journey.
Women in Tech podcast, celebrating women in tech around the world, 100 countries strong. So excited to be here in Toronto, Canada with Red Bull Basement University, and they are bringing startups together globally. Next up, we have a woman in tech from the Ukraine. So exciting, especially that I was just there last week. It's incredible to be able to feature more women in tech who are Ukrainian. Hello.
Oh, hello.
So go ahead, tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Okay, I'm Marta, Marta Volovodivska, and I am like co-founder of app, Tapasna app. And we with Christina come up with this idea to create this product to help students in our university, Ukrainian Catholic University, to take meal on time in our canteen and also to be on lesson on time.
And your co-founder is in the room with us celebrating you as we're doing this episode. So exciting. And be sure to check out her episode as well on the Women in Tech podcast. So how did you discover Red Bull Basement University?
Okay, it was very interesting story because I think it was 4 days during due to deadline, and we discovered this announcement in our main letter from our university mail, and we just considered maybe we can take part there, and we did it.
And now you're here in Toronto, yeah. Which is crazy.
Yeah, but we hesitated a lot if we want to take part there or not, but we did indeed.
And there's people here from around the world. Have you been making so many new friends?
Yes, a lot of friends. Now we have friends from Japan, from a lot of countries, from Europe, from America, from Sahara, from I think it is a very cool event, and I'm so happy to be here now, and I think it is my biggest experience, and I'm so happy that I gained such experience. Yes, and I'm so happy to be in Toronto now.
Yes, very, definitely.
Yes, very, very positive and very interesting city.
It's so exciting. When did you first become passionate about technology?
Yes, I'm studying on a cultural studies program, but I'm very passionate in technical progress. Also, I take part with Christina in business school.
Yeah,
and I think this project, this competition, Red Bull Basement University, inspired us to take part in more projects. Each is connected with IT sphere, also with technical sphere, because I understand that this sphere like moves our today's world, and it is very cool to be involved in this part of the world.
And one new question that I asked that I think is so cool, what is the best piece of advice that you've gotten, and can you share with us first in Ukrainian and then tell us in English?
Будьте горді за те, що ви берете участь в таких івентах. Також не бійтеся брати участь в таких івентах і не бійтеся робити помилки, тому що коли ви робите помилки, ви завжди вчитеся. And in English, be proud to take part in such events. Also, don't hesitate about some mistakes, because mistakes also leads you to future winner.
Yes. I love it. Mistakes lead you to be a future. It's so true. We have to learn from our mistakes and let them empower us and not let them hold us back. I mean, yesterday we heard when we got to tour Cisco, right? We heard that it's about, if we're experiencing failures, it means we're moving forward. And if we haven't experienced failures yet, we're not doing enough.
Yes. Yesterday it was very, very notable and very teachable tour, and I was very excited, very impressed with like a scale of such building, such invention, such technical like solving of a lot of problems with Tisco solved. It's very incredible.
I know it's been absolutely magical for me as well. When did you first start to want to explore the world of technology? Were you a little girl, or was that recently? Because it's not something you were studying right away.
Yeah. I can say that I used to know that I will be involved in more cultural sphere, more historical one. But when I took into university, I understand that the technical moves the world. And I understand that I have to a little change my specialization. And now I'm sure that in future I want to connect myself with more technical digital sphere, yes. And I'm planning to take into business school or maybe IT courses in the future and learn in master degree in IT sphere, yeah.
And for people who want to say hello, how can they connect with you? Should they connect with you on Instagram, or what's the best way to connect with you?
Yes, in Instagram, I am Marta Volovodivska, also in Instagram.
I'll spell it for you guys. Marta, last name Volovodivska. And we'll include it in the show notes as well, so you could find it super easy.
Yes, and also you can contact with me on Facebook. I'm also Marta Volovodivska.
On Facebook, yes. And what's so interesting is Facebook, especially like I think in Ukraine and in Russia and in other places in Europe, people don't use LinkedIn as much as they use Facebook for business.
Yeah, it isn't very popular in Ukraine and in other like East Europe countries, but I think now it becomes more popular. I think in these few years, maybe 5 years ago, it wasn't be so popular, but now it becomes more and more and more popular. And I think not all of us of Ukrainian use this social media, but I understand that it's very like useful resource for that people who want to have a good business communication career, and it is very useful resource.
What's the number one thing you feel that you've learned from Red Bull Basement University being here in Toronto?
I'm sure that I improve my English skills, and I think it's the most useful thing, but the most useful thing, I made a lot of friends, yes, and I think it is the most important of this event to make a lot of friends all over the world, and it is Very incredible, yeah.
Is this the first podcast you've been on?
Yeah.
And it's the first of many to come. Thank you so much for hanging out with the Women in Tech podcast. You've been amazing. So excited to have actually been to your country. It's such an honor.
Thank you too.
To connect and collaborate with more women in tech around the world, remember to go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. We'll take you straight there. Say hello on social at Women in Tech Show on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. I will see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. Thank you. I am Marta Volovodivska. I, with my friend, come up with the idea to create Trapezna app. This app will help students to eat on time because of ordering food online. We are from Lviv in Ukraine, and you are listening to Women in Tech.
If you too want to connect and collaborate with more incredible women in tech, remember you can go to the Women in Tech Facebook group at womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com.
We're so proud of what we've created with the Women in Tech podcast. To support us in our journey to celebrating women in tech around the world, go to womenintech.fm and click on the donation link on the right side of the page. That's womenintech.fm. The donation link is the top right side of the page. We really appreciate you being a part of our journey, and we look forward to celebrating so many more women to come.
The Women in Tech podcast is hosted and produced by me, Esprit Devora,
with help from Janice Geronimo,
edited by Adam Carroll,
show notes by Carl Marty,
and music from Jay Huffman Live and Epidemic Sound. The Women in Tech podcast is a We Are Tech.fm production.